You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's go ahead and bring our guy, James Hamm, of the Insiders, of the King's Beat. Let's bring James in here. I gave James a heads up before I started the show. I said, James, I'm gonna be talking a little bit today. I'm going to be talking a little bit. Now, I hope I will explain the full context of how I feel and what I'm saying, and we'll see how James Hamm feels. But, James, I said earlier, I had an epiphany over the weekend. I was trying to figure out how are the Kings going to get to this playoff/championship level? Like, how do they get there? And I'm a believer. I'm pretty optimistic with the group, and I've said it before. Like, if you add the right pieces around what they have right now, obviously, like, you move DeMar, but like everybody else, you add the right point guard or the right power forward or wing guy or something like that, I think they could be a playoff team next year with Monk, with Keegan Murray, with Sabonis, with Zach LaVine. Like, I believe it's about making the right moves, not just a gang of moves, right? But I was thinking, I said, man, Domantas Sabonis is making $43 million, $46 million, $49 million. And he's, if I asked you right now who's the best player on the Kings, I think almost everybody would say Domantas Sabonis. That team's not going anywhere. He's not, in my opinion, this isn't an indictment on his game. I think his game is great. I think he's everything that we've said he is for the past 3 years. But if he's your best player, I don't think you have a shot in hell of contending, let alone, like, the playoffs are iffy. He can't be your best player. And if you need somebody better than him, how are you going to get somebody in here better than him at the prices that are for with him and LaVine and everything else like that? So just on that thought, what's your thought on Sabonis?
Okay, so, like, I get the premise of your Kempiphany. Like, I do understand. I do get it. And, like, to be honest with you, like, the path to get to where we are today is just, like, bleak and crappy, and, like, you just shake your head at what really amounted to poor management. Like, you had something 3 seasons ago. You won 48 games. All you had to do is continue to build. You flirted with going out and getting Pascal Siakam, and now that guy's in the finals. You flirted with going out and getting OG Anunoby, and now that guy just lost in the Eastern Conference Finals. Those players would have put you in a situation where, number one, you wouldn't have had to fire a coach or trade a best player. They would have just instantly made you better. And to me, the failures of the Kings, pretty simple. You built something, and then you stopped building, and you allowed the thing to decay. And, you know, again, we talk about organic growth all the time, that, you know, the organic growth of a player or a team. And we watched it with, you know, so many of these teams, especially, you know, Indiana and OKC. We've seen teams that like build a base of young players that just keep getting better and better. And to me, that's the way you should build things. But you also, there are teams that they get to a certain point and you have got to make changes, and the Kings just didn't. And by the time they did make changes, the changes were like to wedge a small pebble in a closing window. They weren't to throw the window back open. And that's why some teams are still playing and the Kings aren't. And so when you get to a point like this, I don't disagree that if Domantas Sabonis is your best player, that your team isn't going to be like a number three seed in the Western Conference or number five seed in the Western Conference. I totally agree with you. I do think that there are ways around building this team without trading Domas. But I also know that he's the guy who's kind of put you on notice and said, hey, look, I need you to actually get something done here. And if you don't, then go ahead and trade me. And I don't disagree with Domas, you know, like that idea that you can just waste players' careers, years of their careers, without trying to improve a roster or go backwards repeatedly and think that that's okay. Like, I don't care how much a player makes, you know, what he signed up for and what he got a contract extension, renegotiate an extension on, mm-hmm. was for that team to continue to grow and be great, not for that team to take just a massive turn the wrong way. So I don't know if you can get it done without trading Domas. But I also know that one of the problems the Kings have is that replacing an all NBA center, a guy who, you know, made third team all NBA 2 years in a row up until this season. And who's led the NBA in rebounding three straight years and who's exceptional and continues to get better. Trying to replace him is a big issue as well. Like, just because you're going to trade Domas doesn't mean you're going to get a player back equal to his talent. And so if I'm making moves with the Kings, I'm probably starting from a different point than you are. I still think that you can find players that, you know, that complement Domas and that you can build a team around Domas. But I also understand the alternative. You know, I'm delving into the draft picks. I'm using, you know, if you got to use the contract of DeMar DeRozan, or if you can find a way to match salaries and use Zach LaVine's contract, you know, hey, if you've got to go out and trade Malik Monk, I don't like that idea, but if you have to, I understand. I just don't know that, you know, I'm not going to pin what's happened here on Domas. I think this is a systemic issue with the Sacramento Kings. I don't think it's one player who all of a sudden, you know, is doing something wrong and needs to go. You know, especially when you look at his numbers and he's so consistently good, actually, for that matter, consistently great. You know, that's why he's, you know, when you're all NBA, you're one of the top 15 players in the league. And I still feel that he's right there. But you do have to build the right pieces around him.
Yeah, and for me, it's not about Domantas Sabonis, the player. I still, like I said, I believe he's a hell of a basketball player. He's everything that we've said he is for the last 3 years. You know, he is one of the top centers in the league. He is, you know, an all-NBA player. Very helpful for a winning team. I just, number one, the first part of it is, I think his trade value is closer to Zach LaVine than people want to admit. Like, if I'm going to pay $43 million, we talk crazy about Rudy Gobert. If I'm going to pay 43, 49, and 46 to a guy that I can barely give the ball to in the fourth quarter, in crunch time, and he can create. I'm not saying he's used. I'm not trying to make that argument, but that's a lot. That's a lot of money where I better have one or two other guys that can close a game out for me. That's a lot of money to pay somebody that I can't run the offense through and have him be a threat to score and take over the game. So that's one of my issues with Domas, is the responsibility that comes with that contract. I don't know. It's difficult. I think it's difficult to find teams that are willing to take that on. And my thing was, if I'm wrong and there are teams that are willing to take that on, Scott Perry should be calling all of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, at this point, I think you have to be open to anything and everything. Like, I'm, you know, again, if Domas yields you some spectacular package of players that makes your team better, then okay. But I'm not trading an all-NBA player and coming back with three guys who aren't all-stars just because I'm worried about his salary. I mean, the salary cap keeps going up, and the fact that he makes 46 or 43 million, 49 million, whatever it is, in the later stages of his contract, like, look, by the time he's making 49 million, the salary cap is going to be like almost 190 or 200 million. You're still looking at a player who's making, you know, 25% of the cap. And like, I know that's expensive, but he's also produced, you know, he's not somebody who, but number one, who takes games off. But also, I mean, there is value in leading the league and rebounding every year. Like, the failures of the Kings are just the inability to ever put the right players around him. You know, passing on deals that, you know, you couldn't get done because you weren't willing to extend an OG Anunoby or a Pascal Siakam for the money that they rightfully probably deserve. I mean, again, those are starters and major pieces on Eastern, you know, two of the Eastern Conference championship contending teams. And you passed on those players because you didn't want to pay them. You know, you didn't want to extend them. But it always comes back to like the failures of these little tiny deals that you didn't get done, or these big deals that you didn't get done. All of the negotiating in public and the press and trying to get, you know, a star to go alongside these guys, and then never doing it, never pulling the you know, the lever that says, yes, yeah, we're going to do that deal, and the deal's over and done with. So now you put Domas in a situation where, yeah, I mean, if this team goes young, then clearly Domas isn't part of it. You know, we're talking about a guy who's starting to hit that magic number. But if you're going to keep building this team, you know, it's tough for me to say, hey, the first guy that needs to go is Domas. Domas, like if I'm like setting a list of keepers for this team, I'm keeping Keon Ellis, I'm keeping Keegan Murray, and I'm keeping Domas, and I'm building around those guys. And the rest of the players, there are players that I like and that I would love to see on this roster, but I'm not overly concerned whether they're there or not. I think you can get value for some of them. I think others you can't get any value for. And, you know, the only way to get rid of some of these players is to have them be part of a bad trade. That another team is looking to get rid of a player that doesn't work for them either. But at the end of the day, I do have an affinity for Domas, a player who shows up every day, who plays hard, who does all the dirty work, who fights through injuries, and who's always been a pro. And, you know, the Kings don't always have that. And they also don't always have guys who make all NBA teams.
I like Domas a lot. And I think it's just a matter of maybe how you view team building or your a preference. That's all it is, because you said something that I don't see it the same way. I would not build a team around Domas. I would not build my team around what works best for Domantas Sabonis. I would not. He would be part of like the better player that's on the team. I'd be building around that player and saying, does Domas fit what he does? I wouldn't be going out and getting players around Domantas Sabonis. I don't think he's a great basketball player. I don't think he's that caliber of player. Like, we talk about, get people that compliment Tyrese Halliburton, get people that compliment Anthony Edwards, get people that compliment SGA or Jalen Brunson and all this other stuff. Those are the guys you build around. You don't build around Julius Randle. You don't build around Rudy Gobert. Like, you don't build around them. Those are the complementary pieces, and that's how I look at Domas. I'm not saying I'm right or wrong, but I look at him. That's not a guy I'm building around.
No, I don't disagree with, like, okay, so the premise that you know, that Rudy Gobert or Julius Randle, like, I mean, first of all, I think higher of Domas than both of those players. Like, I think Domas is a better player than both Julius Randle and Rudy Gobert. They do different things for sure. But, but the key is, like, the Kings had their equivalent of Anthony Edwards, and he wasn't as good as Anthony Edwards or, you know, in the same ballpark as Anthony Edwards. He was in the same ballpark. I don't know if he's as, he certainly doesn't have the ceiling, and that was De'Aaron Fox. Like, so when you downgrade, like, who your best player is, and all of a sudden you make it a debate on who your best player is, and it's between Zach LaVine and Domantas Sabonis and even DeMar DeRozan, like, that was a decision the Kings made. And I'd say this, like, you were pretty easily able to build a 48 win team that was third in the Western Conference around Domantas Sabonis. And it came with, you know, you signed Malik Monk to a deal, you drafted Keegan Murray, you traded for Kevin Huerter, you gave up a future protected first round pick for Kevin Huerter. All of those deals in themselves, you know, again, drafting in the top four is something the Kings aren't going to get to do unless they really go in the tank. But, like, the other moves, like, they weren't so extreme. You know, trading for Kevin Huerter, that was a neutral trade. You know, signing Malik Monk, that was a gamble. And you were able to build a 48-win team, boom, like that. So I don't understand why people don't see where you could build another 48-win team or 50-win team. We all thought they'd win 50 this last year around Domantas Sabonis. I don't think he's hard to build around at all. I just don't think the right guys were building the team around him. They had a good idea initially. They surrounded him with shooters, but then, you know, we all watched the thing play out. It's like, okay, you surround him with shooters, but hey, you need one or two more defenders. And going out and getting Chris.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. D&C supply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Duarte on the cheap, or going out and getting JaVale McGee on the cheap, that's not the way that championship contender teams continue to build. Sometimes you've got to go out there and, you know, look at what the Boston Celtics did. The Boston Celtics capped out, and then they went out and got Porzingis and Jrue Holiday. Like, what they didn't do is they didn't trade for Kessel or Edwards at the trade deadline as the only move. They didn't go trade for Robin Lopez twice and waive him. Like, that's not what a team that is serious about building a sustainable winner, like, maintain and improve. That's like on their, that's on Monty West's gravestone at this point. And that's where I have problems, is that I don't think, you know, sure, you've got yourself into a situation where trading Domantas Sabonis might be your only way out, but that's on Monty West. That's on ownership for allowing that to happen. Like, you've got yourself in a situation, but again, I don't know how taking a step backwards is going to lead to a step forward. And at least at this point, because I'm not sure that Domas is going to get you just the raw, like, you know, like the assets that you're hoping for in a trade. But that doesn't mean he's not a very good player.
No, it doesn't mean he's not a very good player, but he's not franchise. Like, he's a good player. He is a good player. But just that last line that you just said, that tells you he's not somebody you build your franchise around. No, if he can't bring back other all-stars in return, name another guy that you're building around in this league that can't get you franchise players or all-star players back in return. If you can, and that's why I say if you can, you need to be on the phone with them right now. I don't think you can. That's why he might just be here. Just the same way people are looking at Zach LaVine, like, you can't trade him, you're not going to get any value, or you got to attach stuff and stuff like that. I'm not saying that they're the exact same, but I think it's closer to that than to, if you move on from Domantas Sabonis, you can get an all-star back in return.
Yeah, I don't know that they're getting an all-star back in return.
And that's not somebody, but to me, that's not somebody you build around. If they can't yield you another, once again, as we can go through the list of other players in the league that if they are on the trade table, they're either giving you first round picks or they're giving you all stars back in return. Those are the guys that you build around. If they're not that, you don't build around those guys.
Yeah, but I mean, again, like, it's not Domas's fault that they traded De'Aaron Fox.
It's not.
You know, like, because, like, as a tandem, they made you better. And as, like, a group, like, that's where I'm kind of the opinion that at this point you have to choose a path. It's really, really difficult because, you know, the paths go two separate ways. Hang on one sec. I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, there he goes. Ham with a sneeze. He was fighting it off
I could get to the mute button quick enough. There we go. You have to choose what your path, like, right now. And it's really, really awkward because one path is you go out there and you take your nine first round picks over the next 7 years, and you try to improve the team. And I'm not saying giving up all nine of them, because that doesn't even work with Stepien and role and stuff, but to go out and maybe give up five first round picks, six first round picks, whatever it might be, pick swaps and all that stuff, and go get multiple players that help your team right now that make you better, right? But then if it doesn't work, you're totally in a bad spot, because now you've traded away, you know, you become like, look at the Denver Nuggets, right? The Denver Nuggets don't have any of their first round picks that they can trade. Maybe they can, I don't even think they can trade their 2032. They don't have a single second round pick at all. They don't have a pick at all. So you don't want to get in that situation, or in the Phoenix Suns situation where you've got no picks and you've got two aging veterans that, you know, you might be able to go out and get something for one of them, that the other one, no one's going to take Bradley Beal's contract. Mm-hmm. So like, there's all of these weird situations around the league that are similar to this, but I also think you do kind of owe it to your team to, if you're going to build a winner, that you've got to have as much talent as possible. And Domas should be the centerpiece of that, because at this point he is your best player. He is your most talented player, the one that puts up the most stats. But again, you already made mistakes here. You already, again, trading De'Aaron Fox. Now the key, if you trade De'Aaron Fox like you did, the key is you better be able to go out and use what you got from De'Aaron Fox to go get the next De'Aaron Fox, to go get somebody else. Because again, I'm not going to put the blame on Domas for being the best player on the team when it wasn't his decision to trade the best player on the team.
Yeah, but here's my thing, Cam. We can't do nothing about that. Scott Perry can't do anything about that. What's happened the last 18 months is what's happened, and this is where you're at. So the question is, how from right here do you improve? And here's the conundrum, and maybe you can help me out because you understand the cap and all this other stuff, how using PLEs and all, or not PLEs, what trade exceptions and stuff like that.
TPEs. There we go.
How do you get, when you talk about using all these draft picks, that has to be for somebody that's worthy, right? Like somebody yep. that's worthy. How do you do that while making it work contractually? Because somebody that's worthy is probably in the $40 million range. And how do you give the draft picks up? And really, maybe DeMar DeRozan is your only real piece. And I don't even know how attractive he is. I'm not sure how attractive Malik Monk is. I'm not sure how attractive both of them together are. So how do you get the player that's top level, like we'll just say like a Trae Young, match the money up, and keep Domas and Zach LaVine? Because I don't think Zach LaVine's going nowhere either.
Yeah, okay, so I think the Kings are in a weird situation, right? Where, like, again, you have to choose a path and decide if it's going to be draft picks, it's going to be players, whatever it's going to be, right? But at the same time, I look at the two teams that are in the finals. Both of those teams traded for players who, when they acquired them, were good young prospects, but not anyone thought would be who they are today. And, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was averaging 10.8 points per game with the Clippers. He was part of the Thunder trade package that they got for Paul George, right? And then they, on top of that, they got a bunch of first round picks. You look at Ty Halliburton, who's the best player on Indiana, or one of the best players on Indiana, depends on how you want to look at Siakam. Like, you can go find players that are either in a weird situation where they're being undervalued, or that are just looking for that opportunity, and potentially come away with one of those players for not nearly as much as you think. You know, again, whether it's first round picks, or it's trade exceptions, or, you know, it's throwing a package of players together, that, you know, $10 million package of players together to go get a player like that. But you've got to be really good at your job, and you've got to find the right player. You know, like Tyrese Halliburton, you know, they don't grow on trees. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander doesn't grow on trees. But when they traded for Shai, again, it was a dude averaging 11 points per game, a guy who was the 11th pick in the draft. It's not like he was a number one pick or anything. And he was in his second, he was going into a second NBA season. So there are other ways to build other than going and finding a $40 million player. There are underutilized assets. There are players in the league who are ready to bust out, but just haven't quite got there yet. And then there are players who have just been in situations that, you know, didn't really give them the opportunity to shine. So if you can find some of those, that would be a good thing. But yeah, like this isn't easy. Like team building isn't easy. And that's why I've been so harsh on the franchise for not just their decisions in the last couple of months, but their decisions to allow people who weren't going to be here to clean up those decisions, to make those moves. And to me, that never made any sense. And so, yeah, it's tough, but that's why you brought in new management. That's why Scott Perry, is, you know, hopefully he's good at his job and can go find a couple of these pieces that really do make a lot of sense for your team. And you can grow from there.
A couple of things you were talking about. Sounds like somebody. It sounds like somebody, but I don't think you're going to like it, James. I'm going to try and sell you on it. We'll do that when we come back. We got James Hamm with us on D'Lo and KC. It's ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. James Hamm rocking with your boy KC here on D'Lo and KC. As we wrap up this Monday afternoon, it is. I'm always just tripping off right now that this is June 2nd. We just started the year. We just started 2025. Now we're damn near halfway through.
Wild. Absolutely wild.
Crazy. James, we were talking before about, you know, my thought process of maybe having to move on from Domantas Sabonis. And we were talking about a player, or you talked about a player that, you know, you need to go find that player like Tyrese was when the Pacers got him, like SGA was when the Thunder got him. I got a guy that I like, that I've circled a little bit. I'm almost certain that James Hamm does not approve, especially when you talk about moving on from Domantas Sabonis to get this young man and the price and all this other stuff. But I think, and we talked about this last week, I think just the way that I would put this team together, you read the tea leaves, you listen to Scott Perry, you listen to Doug Christie, I think they feel the same way. I think you feel the same way. You said, this team needs a point guard. That is paramount to this roster building that they're trying to do. They have to find a point guard. I think it was Kyle Madsen who said it. Maybe it was you. I can't remember. But they said they need to find a way to get a top 15 point guard in this league. Not just like, yeah. Trey Jones ain't going to get it done. And I like Trey Jones. I do, but I don't. If you come away from this summer saying we signed Trey Jones as our starting point guard, that's not what we're trying to see here. I'm almost nervous to say this in front of James. I don't know if he's going to just hang up or curse at me or something. I don't know. There's a young man in Charlotte, North Carolina, by the name of LaMelo Ball, who has a lot of red flags, injury prone, maturity. Hasn't won anything. But maybe he's what you're talking about when you say, get him now, you know, while things just haven't gone his way. And maybe you can reap the rewards when everything does start to click. Now, with that acquisition of LaMelo Ball, I'm using Domantas Sabonis' money and his contract to go get him. And I don't think Charlotte is in the business of taking on Domantas Sabonis. I'm thinking with that exchange, it's probably you get a third team involved, get Domas to a location that is in a better place than Charlotte is. Maybe Charlotte gets another pick from that third team. So I already have it at like two or three first round pick, like a first round pick in 2027 from the Kings. It probably costs you one more pick and a swap, and maybe Charlotte gets another pick from that third team that you incorporate. But I think LaMelo Ball, there are a lot of risk involved, but he's a guy with the talent level and the potential ceiling that I'm willing to take a risk on. What you think about LaMelo?
I would definitely consider LaMelo. I mean, he's on that list of guys that, you know, whether it's Trae Young, who's, you know, again, a little bit older than LaMelo, or it's Ja Morant, who, again, has a lot of injury problems as well and a whole lot of other baggage. I've never been, like extremely impressed with LaMelo. I think his shot selection is poor. I think that, you know, I don't know that he's been in a system that really pushes him to be better. I don't think he plays great defense. But at the same time, I think the potential is there. The potential, not just to be really good, but to be great. You know, like there is a like an unlimited ceiling with him. Again, the red flags are there. Like I don't, you know, as an interview, he is not at all someone that I like. He does not wow you at all. He just is a little bit detached. But I do think that like there's a lot of pluses to him. I just wouldn't do it if it included Domantas Sabonis. To be honest with you, I'm willing to give up the picks. That's fine. But I would do more of, I mean, if you've looked at his contract is absolutely bonkers. It's out of this world huge. And so if I'm going to look at a player, and I'm right here, I've got it. So LaMelo, he makes $35 million this year, 38, and then 41, and then 43.5, and then 46.4. Like, he's got a big-time contract. I would take on that contract, but they're going to need to take Zach LaVine. And the reason why I say that is because I can't pair LaMelo and Zach LaVine in the same backcourt. I just can't. I think you can build around LaMelo. I think you can build a speed team around LaMelo. I think he will improve as a player if he's put in a situation where winning means something. And as of right now, Charlotte, winning hasn't meant anything. I don't think they can build a young core around him there, but I would take him. But I'm not giving him up for Domas. I'm not giving up Domas for him. But I definitely, like, I think there are a couple of different types of trade packages you could put together to come away with that type of money. And I think he is worth the investment of a couple of first round picks just because of his age. Mm-hmm. And I'd even, because you've got extra first round picks from the De'Aaron Fox trade, that's what, like, if you're going to trade your star player, you better be able to go take whatever you get from him and go get another star player. And that's where I'm at. Like, again, LaMelo, he'll be 24 in August. Like, he's so young and he's under contract forever. And if you think you can build around him, that's fine. But I think he presents quite a bit of challenges just because, again, his defensive acumen isn't high. And you're still going to have a bunch of work to do. You know, you still have to find wings to play with, to run alongside him. But I think we'll have to see if Charlotte opens up and says, hey, we don't want to pay this guy his contract that we signed him to. And if that's the case, yeah, I'd bring him in. And then, like, look, you got him with, get him with your training staff and really work to get him right. I think the fact that he hasn't been able to stay healthy is, you know, that's partially on him and it's partially on bad luck. And, it, you know, but it's also sometimes it's on a team who just isn't valuing that. And again, when you're playing for a team that doesn't win games at all, a lot of times they don't value things like, you know, games played because they're trying to lose anyways. And one of my major concerns is that, you know, again, they won 19 games this year. They won 21 the year before. They won 27 the year before that. They won 67 games over the last 3 years. And that's just not good. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're worried about sort of the culture of losing and the effect it might have on him. And that's something that you've got to be concerned with the whole time. But again, as far as talent, you know, he's incredibly talented and he's a big guard. You know, he's got a lot of upside to him.
Yeah. And like I said, the thing that I think about, I don't want to get rid of Domantas Sabonis. I just don't know how you're getting the high level talent in around him. Even with when you talk about SGA and Tyrese Haliburton and going to find those guys, They didn't get traded for like an aging DeMar DeRozan. They got traded for Paul George in his prime in the SGA case. And Tyrese Haliburton got traded for Domantas Sabonis, the guy we're having a conversation with now who, you know, regardless of if I think he's franchise or not, the accolades are there. He's a multi-time All-Star, multi-time All-NBA, one of the best centers in the league. So I don't know how you are going to get one of those type of players, even if they haven't hit their potential yet, without moving on from one of your top guys.
Well, yeah, but SGA was acquired for Paul George. That SGA was one of the players that they used to match salary. And I think he's a young player that they said, hey, we want him. But like they got, I think, four or five first-round picks and then like three pick swaps. That was the value of that trade for Paul George. No, no, but what I'm saying is that's what the Clippers gave up for Paul George. SGA was in addition to like four or five first-round picks.
No, for sure. But what I'm saying is it was the contract of Paul George and it was the player that that OKC had that even allowed the Clippers to even look their way. If Paul George wasn't on the Thunder, the Clippers wouldn't have made the deal.
No, I get what you're saying, but my point is that you're not trading like Domantas. What I'm not saying go out and trade Domantas Sabonis for a young player who has his potential in five first round picks. Like because first of all, you're not getting that kind of value for Domas. Like I'm talking about going out and finding players that are underutilized in their situation, and if you have to give up a first round pick to get them, you'll do that. You know, like I don't know if Andrew Nembhard is good enough to give up a first round pick for.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But if you felt like he could potentially be a star-level point guard if he wasn't playing alongside Tyrese Halliburton, then it might be worth it for you to go give up a pick to go get a player like that. And that's where I'm saying, go find the underutilized or a guy who's in a situation that doesn't let him flourish in the right way. And we've seen that time and time again over the course of the years in the league where a player is in one spot and when they move on to a new team, you realize that they were sort of a victim of circumstance. And it's one of the reasons why I would never advocate right now for trading Keegan Murray, because I think there's a very good possibility Keegan Murray gets traded to another team and becomes every bit the player that you thought he would be in Sacramento, lives up to the number of four overall pick billing because of his ability to play defense, but also to be a very, very strong offensive player who just, you know, got pushed down the depth chart so bad this year that he wasn't able to flourish. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm a team around the NBA and I'm looking for players that I'm talking about, I'm looking for Keegan Murray. I'm trying to get Keegan Murray out of Sacramento and saying, hey, look, I think I could put Keegan Murray on, you know, a different team and have a completely different result if I put him as the third option or the second option and forced him to become something more than he is today. That's who I'm talking about. Go find that player as opposed to going and paying, you know, whatever it is that Brooklyn is asking for Cam Johnson at age 29, 30. I want a 22, 23 year old guy who's just not getting the opportunity. And again, like Benedict Mathurin is one of those players that you're like, okay, could he look way different in a different uniform? Could he look like the player that was at Arizona State and did all the crazy stuff, or the player that scored, 30 in a playoff game? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's possible. So I'm looking for underutilized talent around the league, and the league is packed with it. You just have to, you know, find the right guys. And, you know, again, like there are different versions of this, like whether you're looking for like a Jake LaRavia small forward type that's just going to be in your rotation, or Najee Marshall that might be better in your rotation, or you're looking around the league and you see somebody and you're like, hey, you know, I would take a flyer on, you know, I don't, some weird like Watson for Denver. Mm-hmm. Maybe you think he could be really, really good in the right scenario. In the same way that, like, look at Tamari Kamara for Portland. Yeah. Like, you know, Kyle's guy up in Portland sells us, like, when they made that trade to move on and take on DeAndre Ayton's salary and that big deal, right? They said they wouldn't do that deal unless Kamara was in it. And then they got Kamara, and next thing you know, he's an all-NBA defender. Mm-hmm. Like, the Kings need to find their version of that. And those guys are hiding in the league, but you do have to give up value to get them.
No, for sure. And and I know you were just saying names, though, but to me, it's clear what you need. Like, everything that you talk about, who's the point guard Benedict Mathurin? That's what you need. You need the point guard version of Benedict, because Benedict Mathurin himself, that's just another shooting guard that you're adding to the problem that you have.
No, of course.
No, I know you were just naming names, but I'm just saying, like, that's why I'm so locked in on the point guard position and trying to figure out if they could find a, and Kyle said it, I think it might have been you too who said it, if they could find the top 15 type point guard in this league without giving up Domantas Sabonis, sure, let's do it. Let's do it. It's great. I just don't see the path. I don't see how that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, just salary matching, you've got, you know, guys like DeMar, you've got guys like Valanciunas, you've got guys even like Malik Monk. Like, if you can, like, Malik Monk to me is he's the most talented six man in the league, right? But if you don't have a point guard to set everything up, it doesn't matter if you've got a really talented six man.
Hammer, people, you know, got to want these people too, though.
Like, no, I think, I get
that. I think the market for DeMar is about as small as Zach LaVine or Sabonis. Like, there's not a lot of teams that want DeMar DeRozan in their situation. And does that, the teams that want him, do they fit your needs as the Kings?
No,
right?
I get it. Yeah. I mean, again, like, I think like more of a mid-level version of the player I'm talking about too is like, if Naz Reid opts into his $15 million deal with the Timberwolves, mm-hmm. like, go try to get Naz Reid, because Naz Reid is a starting power forward for your team and allows you to move Keegan Murray to the three, and all of a sudden, you know, you're building something, right? Mm-hmm. He's young. He can do a lot of things, right? But that's where, again, you're going to have to sit here and, you know, is a guy like Jaime Jaquez, like, totally underutilized in Miami? And actually, it looks like they're getting closer and closer to closing the door on him. Like, can you move, can you go get him in a deal that doesn't cost you that much? Or can you, you know, make a bigger deal where you, they might be interested in DeMar DeRozan and you've got to take on a, you know, a marginally suspect contract and in order to get Jaime Jaquez. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Kings, and, you know, again, I'm not reporting anything, but like, if you were to, you know, call them and say, hey, you know, Duncan Robinson is owed $19.9 million next year. How about we give you, you know, you take on DeMar DeRozan and we'll take Jaquez and Duncan. And they might say, yeah, okay. Then again, they could shut the phone, you know, slam the phone down on you. But, you know, would they give up a Haywood Highsmith? Would they give up one of these other players that, again, is underutilized where they are and might, and again, you might have to give up something to get that player, which again, or you might have to take back something, but that's a net neutral trade. I don't think you're going to have to give up a pick in order to get Miami to bite on a deal like that. If you look at what Jaquez has done, then number one, you get a shooter, a backup three in Duncan, and then you get Jaime Jaquez, who you would hope could be your starting small forward and jack of all trades type guy. So I think there are a lot of ways in which you can get better, and it doesn't have to be just like hit the panic button and we've got to trade Domas. Now, again, if there's a deal out there that makes you a better team and you trade Domas, that's fine. But I think it does have to make you like a laterally good team or a better team in order to do it. And that's, you know, it's not going to be easy, but, you know, I, like you guys discussed earlier, Karl Anthony Towns for Domantas Sabonis, like, who would I want if I was, you know, as a player? I'd probably want Domas over Cat just because of the injury history and Domas's ability to play through injury. But I can understand that trade if that's the way it were to go. I would try to get Cat without giving up Domas and put the two next to each other. But that's what I'm talking about. Like, there's going to be trades that happen that nobody saw coming. Mm-hmm. And you're like, huh, I didn't think that that player would be available. And that's where I think the Kings need to live. You know, like, there are deals out there to be had.
Got to get creative, and you got to find one of these diamonds in the rough. Did anybody stick out to you in the new list of players coming in for Kings workouts?
Not really. Again, like second round picks, mid second round picks, they don't have a ton of value. You're hoping that you can swing for the fence and get somebody that just fits like some sort of, you know, need. Mm-hmm. For me, like, give me a 6'8", 6'9", long wingspan, big leaper that can shoot the three a little bit and has some defensive acumen. Mm-hmm. That somehow falls to the second round and you know throw a dart at a dartboard. I also, you know, again, we talk about all these big name players at the Kings probably should go after. The Kings also have, like, they're going to have a bunch of holes to fill no matter what. Like, they have a bunch of free agents that many of which are not expected back. Maybe you take your second round pick and Sasha Vezenkov money, Sasha Vezenkov trade exception or Chris Duarte trade exception, and you go get a guy who's going to be in the back end of your rotation, you know, an 8-9 guy in your rotation, and you use that second round pick to sort of cash in a little bit. that's always an opportunity right here for the Kings to get better, because this isn't going to be like one player makes the Kings decidedly better and they're back in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. At least I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I think it's going to be, once again, the right players that fit whoever's here, whether it's Domas or the new people that are coming in. It's got to be the right mix of players. But I also don't think they're that far away. I like some of the guys that I think are going to be here when you talk about a Keegan Murray. I like Zach in the right situation. I like Malik Monk. I like Domas in the right situation. I want to be perfectly clear. This has nothing to do with what I think about him as a basketball player, like thinking he's no good or it's all his fault. I don't think that way at all. I just think I look at his contract in your cap situation, and that might be the best way to net another high-level player like that. That's really where that comes from. But I'm with you. Because I thought about Portland. You know, I've heard people talking about Portland. And I don't want Anthony Simons or Jeremy Grant. Like, I'm not really interested in that. I don't want DeAndre Ayton. That's not good enough. If I'm going to move on from Domantas Sabonis, it's for somebody that I think is either equal or better than Domantas Sabonis. And if that person doesn't exist, that trade doesn't exist, then we just move on as is. But, yeah, you don't just give away him for anything or anybody.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's a tough place to be in. But, you know, Scott Perry knew that when he took this job. And, you know, they do have a war chest of picks. They do have flexibility because of their picks. I mean, as of July 1st, they can offer up a 26, 27, and 28 first-round pick. All of them their own or one of them.
How do they offer up the 26? Is that a pick swap or
because
they don't have a first rounder this year. So my thought is they can't offer up the 26, can they?
Yeah, they can. They just can't do it before July 1st. Once the calendar year shifts, whatever draft picks were owed the year before,
gotcha.
All of that is gone. So they can trade back-to-back picks. So you can even remember when they ended up trading a pick after the draft, which was Olivier Prosperous, Maxim Prosperous,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Omax.
Omax, yeah, yeah. So they traded him it ended up being the 24th pick or 25th pick. They traded him for Rashawn Holmes, right? Mm-hmm. But that trade couldn't be completed until the new calendar year hit because they still owed their pick. So technically speaking, you can trade a pick, but you've got to wait until like you know that you're not giving up your next year pick. So yeah, as soon as we get to July 1st, the Kings will have fully 9 first round picks. Mm. They just won't have one for this season unless they trade back in, which I have a tough time seeing them do.
Yeah.
But because they have an extra 27. They now can trade 26, 27, 28 because the step-in rule doesn't allow you to trade back-to-back picks mm-hmm. unless you have an extra pick.
Mm.
So, yeah, they would have the ability to trade all kinds of picks.
I got you.
They could get creative here.
Okay. Let's get creative then, damn it. Let's get creative, man. James, I appreciate you, man, pulling up on us. D'Lo and KC will be back tomorrow. Matter of fact, the insiders will get things kicked off at 10 a.m. Make sure you stay tapping. Damian's supposed to be back tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe he'll just say to hell with the show. And watch, when he doesn't show up tomorrow, Chris Webber will be on the show in place. It always happens
that way.
That'd
be so sick.
It always happens that way, man. I appreciate you guys for tapping in. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Like I said, starting at 10 a.m. with the insiders. Y'all be good. We're up out of here. Peace. Vamos, gigantes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.